Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Running on Empty podcast.
Where we record and not stream.
Yeah. Oh, good job for making sure that we hit the right button. I have a new shirt today, and by new shirt, I mean one that I've wore on a previous episode, but not in a long time, because normally I just wear a jacket that I zip all the way up, because I normally just come here immediately after work. So that we record these on the same day every week.
Yeah, me and George just can never sync up to get
hoodie. Yeah, and he's been sick too.
Yeah, I mean, he's got his results back, so he knows what he's sick with. It's not what it's not the big scary.
That's good though,
you know. Yeah, so as you can see, we still haven't figured out our remote recording situation yet, but here we are bringing you what you want to hear. Point at the camera.
Yeah. I actually have two shirts, and just wanted to let everyone know that. But today, you know, a lot of people have a lot of downtime right now, and so I know myself and Trevor have been spending that time playing RPGs. I myself just beat the quintessential Nintendo 64 title, The Legend of Zelda. Ocarina of Time.
Don't you mean Super Mario 64?
That is the other quintessential, right along with Pokemon Stadium and that dude. That's like the big four, probably, of the N64 would be Mario 64, Zelda, Ocarina of Time, then Pokemon Stadium, and then what was the other one? That I was just trying to...
Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Snap was a good game, but I don't know if I would call it quintessential.
Was there another Zelda game, perhaps?
Well, Majora's Mask, but it was not a Zelda title. And now, like, it's totally escaped me what the hell it was.
I don't...
All right. It's time to Google.
Wave Racer?
No.
Nobody likes that game. I don't.
Which is Wave Racer quintessential.
And I don't.
N64 popular titles.
Well, we're figuring it out.
I know there's Pokemon, Mario, Zelda, and Super Smash Bros. That's the other
original,
one.
The OG.
Yeah, the original Super Smash Bros. And also found on the web. Thank you, Google. Shoutouts to Google. GoldenEye 007.
I never played, but
that is definitely quintessential for a lot of people.
It's GoldenEye.
Mario Kart 64, of course. Banjo-Kazooie. That could arguably be a top four title. Perfect Dark is one I've heard of a lot. Donkey Kong 64. That was a really good game, too. I played that on... Game Boy Advance, actually. I had a Game Boy Advance SP that was lime green, and it was bundled with Donkey Kong Country, which I think is what Donkey Kong 64 is.
I think,
right?
Like, all I played on my Game Boys were either Pokemon or Fire Emblem.
Maybe that's not... No. Donkey Kong 64 is not what I was thinking of.
I
was
thinking
Donkey Kong Country. Is Mega Man on N64?
No, I was talking about, like Game Boy. Like when it came to, like, the Game Boy franchise... All I would play on them are, like, the Mega Man games, Pokemon, and Fire Emblem. Those were, like, my go-tos for Game Boy games.
Conker's Bad Fur Day is another one that a lot of people liked. Pokemon Snap, as we mentioned, Mario Party. Mario Party 1, dude. Wow. Yoshi's Story. Kirby 64. Pilot Wings. Yeah. I know there's a lot of Pilot Wings fans. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of titles that were really good on N64. And the reason I say that there's a bunch that were really good is not because I've played them, because I never had an N64, but because I just know, based on how many people I personally know that love those games, that they must be good.
I mean...
So, yeah, I beat Zelda Ocarina of Time on my 3DS.
Yeah, I have, you know, I almost exclusively play RPGs, so... that's why I think is why I'm so behind on games, because all the games I play, they're so fucking long.
Yeah.
And I don't play a lot during the week. I only, and then I will only play on the weekends, but then Saturday, I spend most of my Saturdays prepping for D&D. And then Sundays, I'll clean up from D&D, and then I have a few hours, which in the terms of these RPGs does not get me far.
I know. I, like, whenever I had, like, an extra hour to play Zelda, I was like, that's not gonna do anything for me.
Yeah, it's like, last night I was up till fucking 1 in the... 'cause I've been playing through Persona 5. You lent me Persona 5, and I'm trying to get through it, because I bought Royal on the PSN, on the PlayStation Store. So...
When does that release? April, right?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Right, Royal comes out tomorrow.
Oh, shoot.
Like, if you... Hey, watch, if you hit... Like, I have my PlayStation
controller. No, I believe you, but, yeah, like crap.
Yeah, because if you go to my home screen, and you go right there, Persona Royal... It downloads to my PlayStation in 2 hours and 26 minutes.
Oh my goodness gracious, dude. Wow.
Yeah, Royal comes out tomorrow.
Dang it. Okay, well, that's okay. I'll get it at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely excited for P5R.
Yeah, so, one thing I'm really kind of okay with, everything kind of getting a little bit slower and up with D&D, because I love playing D&D, and I wouldn't change it for the world. I love every time everyone comes over and hangs out.
Yeah.
But especially since we took up that second Saturday with the other game.
Yeah, it gets exhausting, dude, every week.
I'm exhausted. Well, one, because it's a bigger group, and that is really exhausting trying to keep everything on track. But, like I was saying, if any other players are listening, it's nothing bad. I love the games. I love every moment. I won't say no to you guys for playing, unless I really absolutely need to. But... I'm so far behind on games. One, I see games when I pick them up, because I like having them. All right, and I'm going to play it. Sometimes it takes me a little while to get to them, but it just takes me so long to...
Do you still have Octopath Traveler
floating around? No, I do not.
Okay. Because, yeah, I remember we started that one.
I'm planning on picking it back up, because when I traded in my last Switch, I kind of hit those financial straits for a while, I traded all the Switch stuff with it, but then now that I got this one... I'm working on reestablishing myself, and which is fine. Take it a little bit slower this time.
Yeah.
I went off so much waiting, because I already have a lot of backlog. Like, yesterday I was going to buy Animal Crossing, but I didn't, because while I'm still playing P5, I don't want to get Animal Crossing, because I would get it, and then, like, throughout the week I probably would play it a lot. Like, I would just turn on Netflix and let something play through and just sit there and lay in my bed and play Animal Crossing. But I'm like, well, I'm really trying to get through Persona 5, because I still have a lot to go, and P5R comes out in 2.5 hours for me. So, like, I'm trying to get through Persona 5, and I was up to, like, 1 in the morning last night, because I just got through, like, a really integral part of the game.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to stop until I hit a spot where I'm like, okay.
I'm so excited for this game, because the new character at first, Kasumi, I think her name
Kasumi.
Is. I was not, like, at first I was like, why do I care? And then for some reason, just, like, as time has gone on and it's just sat with me that, like, we're getting a new character, I've really become way more excited for her and her new persona. Like,
yeah,
Cinderella or whatever it's called.
I'm really excited. I the first moment I saw her, I'm like, I fucking love this character.
Yeah.
Like, everything about her. And it seems seems like it's really fun. I also... learned, just because I was reading up on P5R to see all the changes, apparently a lot of her stuff, like her confident ranks, are time locked. So you have to be at a certain, like, I don't know exactly what's going on with her.
Really?
But just so you're...
Time locked.
Like, you have to reach a certain confident rank with her by a certain time. If you don't get to this point before a certain time, you're not going to be able to unlock the next rank.
That's so weird.
Yeah. It might have to do with something with her story. I don't know really for sure, but it's like, let's say you have to reach rank 4 before November 21st. And if you get to rank 4 before November 21st, then after November 21st, you'll be able to unlock further ranks with her.
Okay.
But that's how it is. You have to get, from what I saw, that's basically how it works. You have to reach a certain rank within a certain day. If you don't hit that rank, you're locked it at that maximum rank.
Wow, that is something different.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, what her confidant, like, what do you call it? Like, the moon, the judgment.
Yeah,
the
I don't know.
Hierophant, you know, like all those things. Yeah. Like, her arcana, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. I wonder what hers is, or, like, how that's going to work. Because don't they already have one for everybody?
I think so. Because Joker's the fool. Yeah. Right? Yeah, I don't know for sure what she's going to be. I haven't, like, looked into it too far. I just was, like, I was curious, because I was reading some, like, basically, like, all the little changes coming on P5R, just to be, so I know for sure, like, oh, yeah, this is a thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Apparently, also, I think some Persona recipes are changing, so you might fuse, like, say, two Personas in the regular Persona 5 and get one result, but if you get might get a different result
in P5R. So, yeah, that music is... Let's cut it out.
Oh, God. I didn't even...
Just in case.
Okay. Sorry. I completely forgot my...
Whoops.
...theme on my PlayStation has music.
It's a really cool theme, by the way.
Yeah, it's... But basically that's what I understand. And I do have to say, it kind of started growing on me here recently. One of my favorite characters in this game is in just Persona 5. I don't know if they're going to change it much in P5R, is Sojiro.
Yeah.
I didn't really care for my first one. Like, man, you got a really fucking cool character.
Dude, he definitely grows on you. Because I felt the same way.
Like, it's to the point where I'm like, man, I haven't, like, ranked up his... Confidant ranking. I'm like, why the fuck haven't I like, had the opportunity to? And it turns out it's because I never brewed a cup of coffee.
Yeah, well, I mean, look. He is definitely a jerk at first. And, like, he's not right for how he treats you, I don't think. But it kind of, like, as time goes on, you kind of understand it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying his story. There's a lot of people at first where I'm like, well... Now I wish I would have, like, waited, because, like, figuring out, like, because I really enjoyed what's her name, Hifumi, the shogi player.
Yeah, she's cool.
I was really enjoying her story as well. And then Haru, I didn't think I was really going to enjoy Haru's character, but I haven't really started much for Confidant things.
I do not like Haru.
No?
Like, at all, actually.
I'm interested in her.
She's, like, pretty popular with a lot of fans, but, like... Dude, I do not get what it is with her that people like. She just seems so, like... She's like Bubbles, the Powerpuff Girl, is like how I see her.
I think
her.
That's why, because a lot of people enjoy Bubbles.
Yeah. I don't know. Who's your favorite Powerpuff Girl?
God.
Or do you just not even like Powerpuff Girls?
No. I just don't know who's my favorite. But I think when I was younger, I was always a fan of, what the fuck's the leader's name? Blossom.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blossom was dope.
Buttercup is the green one. She had a Game Boy game.
Did she?
Yeah.
God, I haven't thought about the Powerpuff Girls in a while. Didn't they get a reboot?
I don't know.
Or something?
I don't know. But I like Blossom, too.
The one episode that mainly sticks out in my head is, I think it was the Rowdy Rough Boys.
Yeah, that one's so good.
That was such an extra-ass episode.
Yeah.
For no fucking reason.
Yeah, that one was cool. Yeah. Anyway,
Yeah, so, back to, basically, we're talking, so yeah. We're mostly just, like, RPGs in general. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, because just hopefully how much they changed in the game. A lot of reviews that I've been seeing are... calling it, it's basically a one of the titles, one of the like the clickbait article titles,
yeah,
was like a good game rewritten, but it wasn't like a bad way they phrased it.
Yeah,
almost every review saying it's worth it, like it's still wonderful.
I've seen a lot of clickbaity titles too.
Yeah,
article titles like should you spend another 150 hours like playing the same thing, like. And to me, it's just like, I've already done that so many times playing Pokemon, and then, like, Pokemon Silver, and then buying Crystal, and then getting Diamond and Pearl, and then playing Platinum, and then, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I don't care. Like, they always add enough for me to where, like, it's like, I enjoyed playing the game to begin with. I'll enjoy playing it again.
Yeah, but I mean, if you take...
And then you give me some new stuff on top of it, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you take the story where we know it's gonna be, the bulk is going to be kind of the same story, but they're reworking all the palaces, which I've seen, if you watch some of the trailers, you see there's like, all these boss fights are completely different.
Yeah.
And then you're getting a whole new opening sequence, and then a whole additional palace on top of it.
Yeah.
So... It's besides you, like, taking different characters and throwing them in stories will then twist and change how that story goes.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot different, a lot more different than, like, people might expect. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Even if it's not, I'm still going to like it.
I will say, I'm enjoying the game. I had my complaints at the beginning where I was like, alright, it's an RPG. I'm like, I was waiting for, like, be able to do my thing, and I was like, okay.
It takes a little bit to get into.
It's like, alright, I see the pattern, I have to sit here and bear with a lot of stuff before I can start, like, getting around and doing my own thing. Which, I was just so hoping, like, just because I was just reading up online, it's like, oh yeah, you can, like, get a job and go through your normal day-to-day high school life. I'm like, okay, let me do this. And I wasn't doing it, but then when I started doing it, I'm like, oh, I don't actually have to go to work. Like, yeah, I get it, I don't want to, like, role-play... like, living, like, doing a day-to-day life that I already do in a video game. But part of me was looking for it, because the way they kind of, like, this article, like, described it and broke it down. I'm like, okay, that sounds cool. I can do that while on top of trying to figure out all these other things. Oh, yeah, you can get a job and learn intel. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It wasn't quite what I thought it was going to be. But it's not bad. It was just, like, wasn't what I expected.
I think the fact that the beginning is slow is kind of nice. It does. I think they could cut you loose a little bit earlier, maybe, because... But, I don't know. My point is, like, going to school, getting a job, doing the stuff with Mementos, doing the actual, like, palace quest, going out to eat with your friends, and raising confident ranks. It's like... That's actually a ton of stuff you have to juggle.
Do you know how many times I've been to Memento since I've been able to, like, since I've been introduced to it? Five or six.
Okay.
I've only been to Memento five or six times.
I usually would tackle it, maybe I probably went there about five or six, maybe 10 times total, you know, by the end of the game. But that's because I would try to tackle, like, a ton of stuff in Mementos.
Yeah, I would wait until I would get, like, four or five contracts built in Mementos, and I would go and take them all out. And I would, especially, I try to make once a trip between each palace. That way I can get to the new expansion point. And then I'll back off, wait till more quests build up, and then I'll go in. But then, for flu season, I was in there farming death.
Yeah.
And... That was ridiculous. I'm like, oh, this can't be this easy. Oh, it is, in fact, it is this
so easy. Yeah.
Like, I jumped in and I was like level 50 when I started, and by the time I finished, I was like 70 or 80. So,
yeah, it definitely be like that.
Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely different because I'm used to RPGs where it's just like, okay, we're gonna give you a little bit of intro, and okay, now here's how kind of everything works. Now, go ahead. You're on your own, dude.
Well, a little more about Zelda, you know, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just let you know, like, kind of how that was going for me. I decided, because, you know, our good friend Nugget was playing through it, because he just got an N64 recently. And so I was watching him play, and I was like, man, I've tried to start this game a couple of times before, and I just cannot get into it.
Yeah.
And so I decided to just buckle down and, like, do it. So I bust out my 3DS again. I popped in my 3DS version of the game, which the graphics are so much better. So much better on the 3DS. The problem is you have, like, a little circle pad and not a stick. Yeah. So that can be problematic at times. I definitely felt myself wanting an actual thumbstick in a lot of scenarios, but... Overall, I did enjoy the game, but I did still have some complaints with it.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is, like, my first Zelda game was actually The Wind Waker, and so I started off on that, and then I played Breath of the Wild after that, and then I played Ocarina of Time.
Yeah. As we all know, Breath of the Wild is a fucking fantastic.
Oh, it's so good. The issue I had with Ocarina of Time, and I think it's just because the game is old, is that the L targeting or the Z targeting, you know, as it was, I think, on the actual N64, Z targeting, is so dumb, dude. Like, it just doesn't work right. Like, there will be times where, like, you want to face a different direction, but instead, like, you target onto a sign and you're like, I just want to turn around and look that way. But it, like, turns you back around to look at the sign. Or, like, you'll be fighting an enemy or, like, a boss or something. And, like, you'll have to, like, push it twice. And, like, in the final battle with Ganon, I was, like, screaming at my DS because I... Dude, it, like, was... The shit was so inconsistent with the L targeting.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was already, like, low on magic and arrows and stuff. And you have to use the light arrows or whatever to beat Ganon in the very end. And so I figured a way around it, because you're supposed to hit him in the tail.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use the hook shot, you can hit him in the face and he'll do like this. And during that, you can actually like roll between his legs or run around him and hit him with the hook shot in the tail. And you don't technically need the arrow, although I think it does more damage to use the light arrow.
Hmm.
But the problem is, like, you would just, like, try and target him, and instead, like, it would just look in his direction, but not lock on. And so, like, sometimes it would lock on, and you'd hit him in the face, and then, like... If you hit him in the face, you can try and roll between his legs, but sometimes that didn't work for whatever reason. And then you'd have to like try and go around him, but sometimes if you go around him, it takes too long. And then it's like, dude. And if you mess up, then he just like hits you with the sword and it's like half your health. And it's like, oh my God, dude. Oh, this is so frustrating.
Mm.
It's like if just pushing L would lock onto the enemy like I wanted it to. I don't know. That was so frustrating. And then, really, aside from that, I guess, like, since I played Breath of the Wild first, I just missed some of, like, the freedom. But I get it. Like, the game was revolutionary for its time.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way they could have made Breath of the Wild back then.
Yeah.
And that's not really what I was expecting, either.
Yeah.
You know, but it just felt like Breath of the Wild just had so many little hidden things, like, literally everywhere.
It was just so nice. Like, you basically start off, you finish that intro area, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you see that castle, you can go there and fight Ganon right the fuck now, if you want.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's a whole world to explore.
That's what I'm getting at, I think.
Like, that's one thing I really love about games. Like, okay, here's your intro area. Let's teach you how the game, teach you the controls, teach you all the mechanics you can learn, all the things. Like, it doesn't teach you everything. It gives you the basics. Like, all right, now you understand how to navigate this world. You understand how to fight and forage, do all this other stuff. Now, there's the... It's like, it just throws the map in front of you.
Do whatever you want.
It's like, yeah. Do whatever you want. And that was nice because I'm like, all right, I can literally go and poke around Hyrule Castle right now if I really wanted to. Am I brave enough to do that?
No.
Because even when I was going back later as, like, a fully fucking armored... Fully, like, souped up Link, I'm like, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Like, everything here can kill me.
Yeah.
But then it got to the point where I really started figuring out and could kill the Ancients. I think it's what they're called, the Ancients.
The, like, Guardians.
Yeah, the Guardians. Super easy. I'm like, okay, I can just come here and farm Guardians.
Dude, I remember, too, like, reaching that point in the game where I was like, if a Guardian ever steps to me, bro, I can shield parry that laser right back at them with 100% certainty.
Yeah.
And, like, that was such a good feeling. And then when I because I just started playing Breath of the Wild again now that I've beaten Ocarina of Time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, I have 3 hearts and 1 stamina wheel. I just started this game. I just unlocked my bombs and my cryosis or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And got all the first 4 shrines so that you can unlock the main stuff. And I jump off that plateau and I parachute and I find a guardian. I'm like... Son, do you know what you did? Like, I have a pot lid. I have a pot lid, and do you know what that means? That means if you shoot that laser at me, I'm gonna smack it back at you. And so I stood my ground, and I got fucking lit up, dude.
That's just such a terrifying feeling. You're just walking around minding your own business, and then you, a guardian from out of nowhere just goes, like, dude. Wait, where?
Yeah. And then, so after I died, I was like, all right. Didn't know we were trying. So I tried it again, and I died, and then I tried it again, and I died, and then I tried it a fourth time, and I smacked that laser back at him, and I was like, that, I have to do that two more times now. Actually, so I just ran away.
I have to do that two more times.
I have to do that two more times, and if I mess up, I just am obliterated.
God, you're making me really want to derail my Persona playthrough just so I can play Breath of the Wild.
But I've been having a lot of fun with Breath of the Wild again. But anyway, back to Ocarina of Time. There are definitely some things about Ocarina of Time that I love too. Mm-hmm. You know, like I had a couple complaints with it, but also, I just got a, dude, I got a shout out. Like I said, the graphical, like, reskin or overhaul that they did for the 3DS version. Okay, they made Sheik. Oh my gosh. Dude, Sheik is a babe in that game, dude. When I first saw her, I was like, dude, that one, like, little eyeliner, I was like, whoa.
Sharp.
Okay. Like, yeah, that her wing was so sharp. I like was like, did I poke myself just looking at it? Dude. And I know Sheik is stated to be a man in that game. I don't care, dude. I don't care. Sheik was just a babe. But anyway, the other things though that I really loved, dude, the hook shot and the long shot are items that when I have now gone back to Breath of the Wild, I find myself missing that so much. The hook shot is so fun. I also really miss in a way like your ability to just like be running and then you press A and you do a dodge roll and you're like, ha! You know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that. You just start dashing. You just start doing a mad dash as Link because you have a stamina wheel. So, like, there's no dodge rolling. And I kind of miss that for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Mm-hmm. I thought there was dodge rolling. No.
I don't know. But
I thought I could have sworn there was.
Also, something else I miss is, like, the concept of, like, dungeons. Like, there's the only dungeons in the game are like the divine beasts, and like with Ocarina of Time you actually get like tried and true dungeons because like I said, you get the divine beasts or like the little shrines. And those are like mini challenges. They're not like dungeons, you know.
Hyrule Castle is kind of a dungeon.
A little bit.
Hyrule Castle is like is pretty much a dungeon when you're kind of trying to go through it. You don't have much.
But there's not, like, a whole lot of, like, pushing blocks or, like, trying to step on a switch to get stuff to happen.
Yeah, like I guess that's really what they're considering. That would be the Korok Shrines. Yeah. No, not the Korok Shrines, because you can do the Korok things, which is challenges. But, yeah, the Shrines, that would probably be the equivalent of dungeons in that
game. It takes you, like, 5 minutes to do,
do
those, you know? And so, I don't know. I kind of just miss, like, the dungeon thing where, like, you know, a lot of times with the dungeons, like, it almost has, like, this thing where, like, it comes full circle.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, whoa, like, I started here, but now that I've gone through the whole dungeon, like, boom, I got the boss key. Like, remember that? The boss key? That was so fun in Zelda games. So, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff in Ocarina of Time that I was like, yeah, I really am digging this. And then I went back to Breath of the Wild and was like, yeah, I miss having that from playing the other game.
Mm-hmm.
So they both have great things about them. I guess one other thing I would say about Ocarina of Time is that as fun as the dungeons were and stuff, it did get a little bit tiring because you have to do them back to back to back to back. Mm-hmm. And like, you really have to go do, like, the optional stuff in between. Like, you have to go out of your way to do it. And the optional stuff is, like, go find the gold Skulltellas or, like, go collect some heart container or heart pieces.
Mm.
and then like go fishing in the fishing pond or like do the bomb chew bowling. And it's like really not as fun for me. There's also like the Gerudo training ground or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's one thing Oh, sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
No, I think that's the one thing I really like kind of prefer about Breath of the Wild. Maybe it's just kind of the new school gamer in me. Maybe it's just like, oh, old school is the shit that's where it's at. But like the idea where it's like, oh yeah, you can do all these things, you get all these things, but they're just like as challenges and like little mini dungeons throughout the map. It's like, okay, I got to go to this place to get that divine beast, but while I'm on my way there, I can stop here, 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 and I can work my way all the way around, get all these little shit, and then come back around. I just like how it's there, and as soon as you have identified everything, you can just plot your course, make your way around, and roam around the map, and just it's all willy-nilly. You're not really...
Yeah, Breath of the Wild is, like, just so expansive, and, like, you can go wherever as soon as you want or as, like, far down the line as
I well. Never got bored exploring in that game.
Yeah, it was like there's a lot to it.
But it was like one of the first things I did was I literally ran around trying to hit every, like, tower.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the first things. I didn't care, like, if things were trying to murder me. I would just basically just run through the tower, go to the next one.
Yeah, replaying it, I've noticed, like, some of the towers that I would try to get, because I did the same thing on my first playthrough. Like, I would try and get to all the towers, and I had to, like, give up on some of them and just be like, I'll come back when I get stronger. And, like, now that I've played the whole game, even though it's been a couple years since I played it, now that I go back, I'm kind of like, I know all your tricks, and, like, I've been able to make it to the top with relative ease. And, in fact... what I did is I didn't take any hearts at first. My first three, or no, my first two, because you have to get four spirit orbs and then you can get a heart or you can get a stamina. So I turned my first two in for stamina. And that actually helps me get to the top of those things so much quicker and avoid threats.
Yeah, it's just so much, like, just nicer. Like, I don't know. I also have to say, like, this, I like the design and the aesthetic of the game, and it's probably my favorite, like, Zelda design in the franchise.
I really think, Breath of the Wild's my favorite Zelda game, too, so far. But, yeah. Anyway, Ocarina of Time was fantastic. I still really liked it. It shows its age now, but, it was, I understand, you know, it was totally revolutionary for its time. And I had a lot of fun playing it, actually.
Yeah, and, you know, I feel like we just have a lot of... I don't know if we have a lot, but there are some big RPGs coming out this year and coming out soon.
Dude, I can't wait for Final Fantasy VII because I never played a Final Fantasy either, so...
It's, oh, man, there's a lot of shit going on with that right now. Like, one, their release date is for sure April 10th because it's shipping out of Japan. They're shipping it out. I think they shipped out Europe and Australia early to try and get it to them. Because with this whole...
Yeah, the pandemic.
The whole pandemic thing going on, they can't... They're like, we can't guarantee you're going to be able to get a copy at April 10th. That's still our release date. We're doing what we can. Like, we just shipped out Europe and Australia. And we're shipping out everything, like, much earlier than what
they're,
we really
they're
do.
They're trying.
Like, they're like, we're... Like, they literally, like, they've been posting about it. Like, we're not pushing the date back. We're just... We're like, we're doing our best to try and make sure you can get your copy.
Yeah.
And what's one thing that's really got me kind of sitting here thinking, I'm like, man, because I pre-ordered the, because I couldn't afford the first class edition, which was one I really wanted. It came with like this badass like cloud statue. And I'm like, man, as like, since this was my first Final Fantasy game, I wanted to pull it up. I wanted to, I'll pull it up, but I guess like... What I wanted was this, like, I was literally planning on getting it, that was called the First Class Edition, and, like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's, like, well, it's more like, it's not like a statue, like an action figure, and it comes with Cloud's motorcycle.
That's still super cool, though.
But instead I pre-ordered the... Deluxe edition, which came with the Sephiroth steel bookcase. So I'm like, okay, that's acceptable. I'll settle for the steel book, even though I really want the fucking Cloud figure. because he's so fucking cool.
Somebody will be selling it, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's like, all right, so I pre-ordered it, and I've really been trying to stop not pre-order things at GameStop that much. Like, I'll do it, but like, I'm also just like, well, man, this is really coming to a point where I'm like, maybe I should just not buy physical games anymore, because it's to the point where I don't know when I'm going to be able to play Final Fantasy, because if it does come out on April 10th, and we're all kind of locked down, like,
yeah,
if we even get it, because it's coming from Japan, so it's got to get to the States, it's going to pass through customs, and all this other shit. I'm sure there's probably more of a stuff like that probably gets shipped in and, like, gets processed a lot quicker than if I ordered something.
Yeah.
But it's still the fact that it's going to get cleared through, and then we don't know if our dealer or local suppliers are even going to be open and selling it out. So I've honestly been debating it, like, if they're open going and just canceling it and just buying it digitally.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Because, like,
it's kind of a thing I've waited so long for. I can probably wait a little bit longer.
It's a weird time, you know?
So I'm really just playing it by ear and seeing where it goes, because I really... I'm looking forward to it. It sucks. Like, if it gets put, if I'm not able to get it right away, like, okay, that's cool. So I'll be able to start, like, because the way I'm looking at it, cause I'm like, all right, I'm going to finish Persona 5. And then I'm like, I don't know if I want to start P5R yet. I'm really excited for it, but I don't know if I want to start P5R yet.
I would be cautious about that, too, because after I just beat Persona, you know, it's like, dude, do I... Like, that is a lot to tackle back-to-back like that.
Yeah, like, I was more than fine doing it because I was like, if P5R wasn't coming out right now, I probably would have gone through another couple playthroughs of Persona 5. And, but, the fact that, let's see, forget what, about a week? A week till, about a week and 5 days, 6 days, something like that. Till Final Fantasy VII technically releases, I'm like, maybe I should just hold off on P5R. Beat Persona 5, wait, let Final Fantasy 7 come out, play Final Fantasy 7, and then I can play P5R.
Yeah. That honestly, way... I'm thinking about getting, I don't know. Well, Final Fantasy 7 is only going to be partial, right? It's only part of the game, right?
It's part, yes, it is, but it's also not... Let's see if they've announced how long the game is.
I don't know. My point is, like, I really want to get it. Like,
yeah.
But I also really want to get Animal Crossing, too.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything
I'm going to do yet. Because, like, I could just download Final Fantasy, but, like, at the same time, to download Final Fantasy would take forever.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That would take so long, I'm sure.
Well, I'm trying to... Because I don't think they've really announced how long the game is, but it's like it's going to be a, like... Yeah, it's a section of the game, and it's, like, the shortest section of the game in terms of, like, where it was in the original. And I'm trying to... There's no real for sure... So basically the part you're playing is the first 4 to 6 hours of the original, and it's supposed to be pretty fucking... They're supposed to be I'm reading something, people. It's okay, everywhere I'm saying it's supposed to be anywhere supposed to have around 240 to 300 hours worth of content.
That's a lot of content,
because there's gonna be a lot of side shit going on, and they're expanding everything. And if you're watching this and you haven't really read much on it, they have stated if you've played Final Fantasy VII and you're like, oh, it's just the Midgar part of the game, how much more can they expand? There's a lot of stuff they said they're throwing in there and putting in there that they alluded to in the other games, but due to kind of technology at the time, they can't really do much, so they're expanding the lore in that sense. They've added new characters, like one of the... In the trailer shows a new soldier first class that you run into, so you have a new soldier enemy to take on. So there's going to be a lot of extra shit added in there.
Okay.
And we don't know how far beyond the Midgar stuff that goes on. Like, basically a quick story synopsis, because it's a fucking 20-year-old game. Like, I'm not really spoiling much here.
Well,
it Goes with the
play. It is a 20-year-old game. However, yeah, I don't know game. Anything there, about there, it, yeah, and right. I plan to play it.
I'm not going to spoil anything for you for that. But basically, there's a part of the game where you meet Midgar and you start exploring the rest of the world. But I've seen screenshots of parts from the other, like, from other parts of the game. So, yeah, they released it episodic, but they're not, like, they're calling it episodic. Yeah. But a lot of the ways they explained it was, like, the way, when we started, like, expanding it and fleshing it out. Because before, it was just, like, you just got, a 2D background. Like, a 2D background of your 3D model character running through it. They didn't have to, like, do much to it, but now you're playing in this fully rendered 3D world, and you're going around and exploring things, and they're fleshing things out, and literally, just from playing the demo, which was maybe the first hour or so of the game, and basically, the demo is what may have been the first 10, 30 minutes of the game. It took, you can spend like 2 hours or an hour easily playing that. So with it fully realized, I think it's going to be well worth it, and I'm fine with the episode perks. Basically, just like you just having multiple discs in a game.
Yeah.
And
something we haven't seen in a long time, but this is quite the undertaking. Like,
yeah.
And the level of graphics that they have gone with this is like just, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be worth it, and I'm looking forward to it still. Yeah. And then, so I'm hoping I can at least get that on April 10th, because, I mean, I took off that Friday just so I can get it Thursday night and start fucking hammering it out.
Yeah.
And just because I'm super excited, because, I mean, I'm staring at my Cloud Amiibo on my desk. Yeah. So, yeah, besides that, I mean, in September, if we all make it to September, we got Cyberpunk.
Yeah, that was the other one I was going to say. Cyberpunk is coming, too.
And
that's going to be insane.
Yeah, and then after Cyberpunk, CD Projekt announced they're doing another Witcher game.
Okay.
Or another, I don't know if it's going to be another, it's a Witcher game, it's another game in the Witcher universe. Let's see where they go, because I mean, if they're announcing it like that, because they've released another Witcher game besides The Witcher 3, but it was Thronebreaker, which is kind of a Gwent-style game.
Okay, gotcha.
But, no, yeah, so I'm looking forward to what CD Projekt has, and come on, I mean, it's CD Projekt, they've won me over with The Witcher 3. That game is still, to this day, a game I'll constantly go and replay if I have the ability to, which I've wanted to. I'm resisting because I have other things to do. So I think, circling back, what I'm going to do, I'm going to finish Persona 5 hopefully before the end of the week, and then I'm going to might play the Doom, not Eternal, the other one that came out, because I haven't fully finished that. Because that'll take like 20 hours. I think that's like a 20-hour campaign. So I'll play through Doom, and then I might pick up Doom Eternal and play through Doom Eternal, or I might just pick up Animal Crossing and spend up in my time until I'm also playing Animal Crossing or Breath of the Wild. We'll see. Probably more Doom, so I can get cross off more games I haven't played.
Yeah,
off the list of games I haven't played, which there are a lot. Sorry, my head is
really itchy. What I should do is just download the
demo?
The demo for...
Oh yeah, you should.
And then I'll kind of go from there and make my decision, because if for some reason it doesn't like totally sell me, I might end up getting Animal Crossing or Persona 5 Royal first.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Right now, I'm leaning towards getting Final Fantasy.
Yeah, me personally, it's up to you. I know you'll enjoy Persona 5 Royal a lot because you're the one that got me into Persona 5.
I love Persona, but I really am eager to try and play a Final Fantasy game for the first time, you know?
Yeah.
And this one just looks so good. But, yeah. Well, all right, so aside from that, I mean, we have anything, or should we just wrap here?
No, I got nothing. We basically ticked off the major parts of... basically just kind of RPGs we're looking forward to filling our time, what we're filling our time with. And let us know. What are you playing? I know a lot of people are playing Call of Duty Warzone lately.
Yeah, Warzone's really big right now.
Yeah, I try sometimes when everyone's kind of into it, but like I'm not really much of a multiplayer person. I just want to go and explore and pretend to be someone else for a while.
I get into moods, you know, where I like doing one and then I'll like doing the other, but
I think it's why I like playing D&D so much, is because I get that RPG experience in a multiplayer form. With people, and just some zany shit happens. So,
yeah.
Which comes worse, Find some friends, play D&D online.
Yeah, D&D, definitely a great game. That's not a video game. Now, where to find us?
Yep.
Find us on Twitter at ROEorg. Find me on Twitter at ROETengu. Find
Octopus Inkblots.
And then we also have a Facebook for Running on Empty. We have an Instagram for Running on Empty. We obviously have a YouTube. We have this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, I think.
Yeah, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast.
Yeah.
I don't have the list in front of me.
And then also, if you're interested, if you like, you know, our podcast and want to support us, we also have some merch, too, that it should be linked in the description. Mm-hmm. You can get a hoodie like this. We have them in black. We have them in navy blue. We have them in this maroon kind of wine red. And a bunch of other stuff you could check out. So. Yep.
Go listen to Dalton's podcast, the Takeoff podcast. He's still doing that. Still doing his thing. Still going strong. But
and check out, too, our friend Lithium has been streaming a lot of Zelda stuff recently, too. So be sure to go follow him on Twitch.
One last shout out. Go watch some of the Half Hour Nerd. Make those guys release an episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go annoy them. Go, like, listen to their episodes and just start writing
emails.
Might be
hard for them to get together and do an episode, though.
Well, right, I think George said they've got, like, a lot of backlog.
Yeah.
Yeah, which... Yeah.
Oh, so they just need to release.
Yeah, they just need to release.
All right, so, well, yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Leave a comment, subscribe to us, give us a like, and we'll see you.
Go play The Witcher 3.